Throughout my life, I've always taken my deep and abiding love for this country as a given. It was how I was raised. It is what propelled me into public service. It is why I am running for president.
Barack Obama started the week with a major speech on patriotism, but his message was overshadowed by a big flap over the comments made by Obama supporter General Wesley Clark, who said John McCain's military experience was not exactly the right experience to qualify him to be commander-in-chief. Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Good to have you with us on this Friday, July the 4th. It's 10 minutes past 7 o'clock. We are going to talk on this Independence Day about patriotism, and we will wonder, what does patriotism mean to you? How do you define patriotism? Our guest this hour is concerned about all the debate over which presidential candidate is the most patriotic that is happening this week on the campaign trail. And Richard Harwood says he wants the two candidates to address us. He wants to have them engage us in a conversation about the meaning of patriotism post 9/11. And I hope we can get that conversation started this hour. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Are you a patriot? What does patriotism mean to you? Our guest is Richard Harwood, founder, the president of the Harwood Institute for Public Innovation, a nonprofit organization in Maryland. He is the author of Hope Unraveled, The People's Retreat, and Our Way Back, and also of Make Hope Real, How We Can Accelerate Change for the Public Good. And Richard Harwood joins us by telephone. Good morning.
Morning, Joy.
We saw your blog on this topic and thought that it would be something our listeners would like to talk about. You say that this week has caused another patriotism hangover. What do you mean?
Well, you know, after 9/11, we spent an awful long time, all the way through the 2004 presidential race and beyond, debating who is patriotic, who isn't patriotic, impugning the patriotism of people who served in our uniform overseas. You know, it just went on endlessly, and I think Americans over time began to shake their head and wonder what is going on in our politics today. How have we reached such lows? And there was a kind of hangover from that. And you also remember after 9/11, we all had sort of decals on our car and lapels in our suits and other apparel. We hung flags from our porches, as I did here in Maryland. But, you know, we were never really engaged to do anything patriotic other than to sort of fly the symbols or wear the symbols of our country. And here we are again today with a debate between John McCain and Barack Obama about whether or not they're patriots, whether or not they are patriotic, as opposed to what does patriotism mean for our country and what does it mean for each of us as citizens, as members of this country, to be patriotic, to express our patriotism in a changing world.
Yeah. Well, how did we get to where we are today? Why is this happening, do you think?
Well, I think it's an extension of the kind of negative politics that we have seen in America over the last 20, 30 years. I think it's an extension of going from wedge issues like welfare reform and gay rights and women rights to now something like patriotism. So it's like one of the last stops on the train, in a sense, of things that you can actually raise and try to create some distance between yourself and your opponent. It sort of knocks people off of their message and the things that they're trying to propose, and now they have to defend themselves in a basic way. They're defending, in a sense, their honor and their love of country. And I think it's a sad commentary on where we are in politics. I will say, though, that I think there's a deep desire within the country to move off of this kind of politics, to talk about where we are going, to reach for our aspirations, to talk about how we can animate our ideals in a world that's changing. And it'll be interesting to see whether or not one of these two candidates steps up and says, enough is enough, I'm not going to address these kind of attacks anymore. I'm going to talk about where I think we need to go.
Yeah. Is that what Barack Obama is doing when he has this this focus on patriotism and major speeches on patriotism? Is he just trying to defend himself from those who say he must not be patriotic because until recently he didn't wear a flag pin?
Well, I think there are a couple things. One is I think he's trying to stop the bleeding or trying to prevent bleeding in a sense, which I think is still different than affirmatively saying where we're heading, which he has tried to do this week, but I think it requires doing it over an extended period of time, not just in a series of speeches in the dead of summer. The other part of this is that, you know, one of his advisors, General Wesley Clark, made the comment about John McCain on Face the Nation that simply because you got shot down in a fighter plane doesn't necessarily qualify you to be president of the United States.
Right.
Obama's campaign disowned that comment. They rebuked Clark for saying that. But I think there's a different way to draw the line on that, which is to come out clearly, not through your campaign handlers who issue statements about what you think, but to come out clearly and say, that's not the kind of campaign I want to run. That's not the kind of country I want to lead. That's not the country we want to be. And that's a different kind of assertion than simply issuing a statement saying we don't like what the general said.
Yeah, we're going to check our weather forecast and invite listeners to join us in this conversation about patriotism. Richard Harwood, our guest, wants the presidential candidates to engage us in a conversation about the meaning of patriotism. So what does patriotism mean to you? 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, in Madison, 263-1890, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
I'm proud of my record of service, and I have plenty of friends and leaders who will attest to that. But the important thing is, and if that's the kind of campaign that Senator Obama and his surrogates and his supporters want to gauge, I understand that. But it doesn't reduce the price of a gallon of gas by one penny. It doesn't achieve our energy independence.
That's John McCain responding this week to General Wesley Clark's comments on Face the Nation on Sunday, in which Clark said, I don't think getting shot down in a fighter plane is a qualification to be president, talking about the debate over patriotism going on this week on the presidential campaign trail, the same week that candidate Barack Obama delivered a major speech on patriotism. Our guest is Richard Harwood. He's concerned about what he's hearing on the campaign trail this week, that we shouldn't be talking about which presidential candidate is the most patriotic, but instead he and the two candidates shouldn't be attacking each other back and forth over who's more patriotic. He says that the candidates should be addressing us and encouraging us to engage in a conversation about the meaning of patriotism and what patriotism means today and how important patriotism is to our post-9/11 world. So we welcome your thoughts and questions at 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. And please include your first name and your community with your email. Before we go back to the phones, Richard Harwood, what is it? Why is it so important that the candidates engage us in this conversation about patriotism?
Because I think patriotism, the meaning of patriotism is love of country, devotion to one's country. And to be devoted means that you stick with things even when you don't like them, and you fight for what you think ought to be. And I think over the years, you know, I wrote this book called Hope Unraveled that you mentioned in the intro, and in it, it sort of traces Americans, our retreat from public life and politics over the last 20 years into close-knit circles of families and friends, and where many of us have basically put our hands over our ears or our hands over our eyes and said, I don't want to see and hear a lot of things because I don't know what to do about them. I don't believe the system can work. I'm going to take care of me and myself and those around me. And patriotism, in a sense, is a call back to the public square. It's a call back to us to say, look, we have challenges we need to meet here at home and abroad. We're going to need all of us to meet those challenges. and we need your gifts and your talents and your resources to make these things happen, whether it's around race relations or energy independence or fixing up neighborhoods in your hometown. And so patriotism in that sense calls us back to become citizens again, to engage with one another, to try to solve the problems of the country. It's on one hand an ideal that we have talked about since the founding of the country. And in another sense, Joy, it's a very practical notion, which is we need to engage with one another to reach our ideals and aspirations.
Yeah. Well, let's start taking some calls. Todd in Winona, Minnesota is with us first. Hi, Todd.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good. Happy 4th of July.
Well, happy 4th to you as well.
What would you like to say?
Well, I called up to say it's difficult to define patriotism, although I will agree that, for me at least, I love being involved in politics, and that does not mean strife necessarily. It means coming together with people who share my beliefs and trying to carry those out. And people can accomplish those kinds of things in many ways. I happen to really enjoy doing it through the political process that's been established, but there are other ways. But the other reason I called is to say that I don't think it's patriotic to spend very much time telling other people you're not patriotic, or to I think it's very unpatriotic to say to a person like a General Clark, you should not make a comment about a presidential candidate. You should not say that military experience does not provide you with the skills to be president. I think that's a reasonable comment, a perfectly reasonable comment. And that we don't allow that shows that we can't show anything other than adoration for members of the military. I think that to do that, to have that attitude of only adoration, is a terrible idea to have in a patriotic nation. It's not a healthy idea. And I think it was a reasonable statement, and I think it's reasonable for Mr. Obama to say, I don't want to have a candidacy or a campaign where we fling criticisms of patriotism at each other, but to say you can't criticize someone's skills based on their experience, whether it's military or otherwise, I think that's unreasonable and unpatriotic.
You have thoughts on that, Richard Harwood?
Yeah, actually, I agree with Todd. I think that I would never suggest that General Clark is unpatriotic. You know, the notion of being unpatriotic, the word we usually associate with that is treason. And, you know, it's a long way from what General Clark said to treason. And so I think to sort of say that General Clark is unpatriotic it would be wrong, at least from where I'm sitting. I do agree, though, with Todd, which is in saying that I think it's perfectly legitimate for Obama to come out and say, and I think he should come out and say, I don't agree in terms of what was implied by General Clark's statement. One last point. A lot of our debate about patriotism is about whether someone is patriotic or not. And when I think of patriotism, for the most part, it is an affirmation of something. It's not simply what you're against. It's an affirmation of love of country, of commitment to country, which means that we're going to have debates about issues. We're not always going to agree. It's not about sitting in a circle and singing Kumbaya together and just saying that we all agree on where we need to go. There's a public discourse and a public debate that will get emotional and passionate and sometimes unpleasant for us. That, to me, is the definition of patriotism, which is you step forward, you engage with one another, you don't always like what everyone is saying, but you stick with it. That's a far cry from simply pointing fingers at one another and saying, essentially, you're not patriotic or you're unpatriotic.
Yeah. Well, I think, too, Obama is responding to criticisms as well about his wife, Michelle. Still a lot of people look at that comment she made weeks and weeks ago when she said, for the first time in my adult life, I'm really proud of my country. Way too much to do about that?
I think so. I think this goes back to Todd's test, which I think is a good common sense test, which is, you know, I think the problem with General Clark's comment was within the context of the campaign and where the campaign was heading about patriotism, some people saw it as linked to a larger political strategy. But if you took the comment that General Clark made just on the face of it and you take what Mrs. Obama said just on the face of it, I think, again, it's one of those things at the top of the program we were talking about, which is we are bringing the negative campaign tactics and trying to apply them to every situation, and we leave ourselves very little room to talk in public life, to make statements, to even make misstatements and give some people the benefit of the doubt. Now, essentially, what we're saying is unless you are perfect, you will have a very hard time getting through the political debate.
Yeah. Gary in Glendale is with us now. Hi, Gary.
Good morning, Joy. Good morning to your guest. Mm-hmm. My question is to whether this is really a debate about who is more patriotic, because I think Senator Obama has repeatedly referred to Senator McCain's patriotism and heroism. And General Clark did the same thing. So wouldn't it be more correct to frame it as, one side really having to defend itself because, he was too young to have military service and so on.
It's not really a debate, you're saying.
I'm asking for a more correct definition of it, because it really isn't a debate.
Yeah, but Richard Harwood?
Hey, Gary, you still on the line?
Yeah. Sorry?
Gary.
He's gone, okay.
I don't know.
No, I'm still here.
Go ahead.
So what do you mean he's trying to it's more of a defense as opposed to a debate?
Well, I have never heard of Senator Obama or General Clark or anybody else say that Senator McCain is anything less than an American hero. But on the other hand, Senator Obama has had to defend not wearing the flag pin and so on. So, I mean, it's not a debate. And so why do we keep framing it as a debate about who's more patriotic? It's mainly one side not having the credentials, shall we say, of patriotism to match the other side being defensive. Because do you think that... Did Wesley Clark question, I think he referred to Senator McCain as a hero, and I'm pretty sure that in almost every reference to Senator McCain, that Senator Obama has referred to him as a true American hero. So it really isn't a debate involving both sides.
So to get it, we're almost coming up to news, so I need to cut this a little bit short. Richard Harwood, it's Obama is not questioning John McCain's patriotism, but maybe is defending his own based on.
Yeah, and I think in order to do that, one is he needs to state continually, he needs to affirm what he believes, and at the same time, he needs to endorse and support McCain's patriotism, not as a throwaway line. He often does it as a lead-in to a criticism. And I think what he needs to do is simply say, look, this is where I am, this is where McCain is, this is the frame of this discussion, now let's move on.
Yeah.
And I think it has to be much more assertive, much more affirmative, much more consistent.
Thank you very much, Gary, for the call. We will take more of your calls about patriotism and the meaning of patriotism at 1-800-642-1234, in Madison 263-1890, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 7:36 on this Friday, July the 4th. Happy Independence Day. We are talking about patriotism this hour with a guest who is concerned about what he's hearing on the campaign trail over the past few weeks, this week especially, over patriotism. The presidential candidates, he says, bickering over patriotism. And he writes in on his blog about patriotism, yet another patriotism hangover. July 4th is about us, we the people, and this, our beloved nation. The two candidates should engage us in a conversation about the meaning of patriotism post 9/11. I want them to raise the stakes by asking us to think about and act on a definition of patriotism that speaks to our aspirations here and now. I want them to challenge us to step forward. I want them to give us clarity on the essence of patriotism in this new, changing world of ours. And he wonders how each of us would define the meaning of patriotism and its place in our daily lives. Do you have an answer to that? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Richard Harwood is our guest. He is founder and president of the Harwood Institute for Public Innovation. He is also the author of a number of books, including Hope Unraveled, The People's Retreat and Our Way Back, and Make Hope Real, How We Can Accelerate Change for the Public Good. And we go back to the phones and take our next caller, Dan, in Oshkosh. Hi, Dan, you're on the air.
Hi, Joy. I really love your show. I think it's a great service to our community.
Thank you.
Mr. Harwood, my question is really on the issue of free trade free trade and patriotism. The Free Trade of the Americas Act would allow corporations to sue governments, whether they be state, municipalities, or nation states, if we had legislation limiting their profits, which would be the minimum wage, labor laws, environmental standards, any of these things. In fact, I believe there was a company suing the state of California because they removed, banned from gasoline an additive that caused learning disabilities in children. Mm-hmm. So I guess the question is, I think, you know, you asked about our aspirations. I think here in Wisconsin, people want a job. And because, you know, like John McCain supports this China having most favored nation of trade status. And I think any politician that wants to send our jobs to China is not the kind of patriot I want.
Right. Well, you could say as a voter that he's not the kind of patriot you want, which I think is different than saying he's unpatriotic.
Okay.
Right? So your statement is, I don't agree with him. He's not the kind of patriot I'd like to lead this country. I think you're making a choice as a voter, as a citizen of the U.S. and someone who lives in Wisconsin, and you're making a judgment. And I think, actually, that's a sign of patriotism, which is you've stepped forward, you've engaged, you've thought about the issues, and you've made a choice. What I have a problem with is when people say because of McCain's trade position, he is unpatriotic, that he doesn't love his country, that he's not devoted to his country. And it seems to me a better way to say it is the way you said it, which is I simply don't agree with him. It's not the kind of leader I want. It's not the kind of president I'll vote for.
And, you know, I guess this kind of division goes back to the American Revolution. There wasn't one united thing. And reading books like Tom Paine and Revolutionary America, we see that we were a divided America.
Right.
And after the Revolution, working class people, artisans, apprentices, felt cheated because they were still robbed of the vote, which they'd been promised.
You know, it's interesting. I think that's a great point.
Mm-hmm.
The history of this country is that we have consistently been divided on large issues and have found ways to reconcile ourselves on those issues like slavery.
Mm.
And then new rounds of issues come up like child labor laws, right?
Uh-huh.
And it's a succession of one issue after another where we've been divided and somehow or another we come together and keep moving. And to me, that is part of the definition of patriotism, which is we were devoted enough to this country that we stuck with it when we disagreed vehemently with one another and passionately with one another and at times probably hated one another. But that we stayed within the country and we tried to work it out and we kept things moving forward. That, to me, patriotism is not simply an affirmation of the country you love. It's that you will stick with it even when it was painful and hurtful and when you disagree with other people, that your love is so strong that you want to make it work. And that's what I think the candidates need to be saying, number one. And number two, instead of just speaking to one another as if they're the only two people on the face of the earth, they should turn outward towards us and say, let's engage ourselves collectively in a discussion of the issues that we care about in a heated and passionate way so that we can work through the issues that we're divided on and move forward.
Thank you very much, Dan, for calling. We have many other callers, and I need to move along. Mike in Oshkosh is next. Hi, Mike. You're on the air.
Good morning. Yes, I'm a vet from 67 to 70. I did my 3 years of active duty, and back in the day, there was a phrase that was fairly popular that I haven't heard in quite a while. And the phrase was, I may not agree with what you say, but I'll defend to the death your right to say it.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't heard that since the days of Karl Rove and Dick Cheney. What do you think happened to that phrase?
I think we have scared the bejesus out of people. I think we have pushed people into a corner politically, and it's not just the Republicans. I would say the Democrats do it just as well now. We have created entire industries around opposition research and distorting that research into the ways in which we manipulate commercials to strike fear into people's hearts. And I think where we are as a country in sort of a long-term stretch, if you look back to 67 all the way to today, I think we're reaching a point, we're not quite there yet, but we're reaching a point where people are saying, this is ridiculous. This is crazy. We can't have a society that operates this way. We don't care about one another, or we do, but we can't seem to express it. On a large enough scale, we can't seem to come together and solve the problems like energy independence or the environment or crime or whatever issue it may be, public schools. That, as you were suggesting, that we disagree with one another, but it doesn't mean that we don't have to attack each other. I think there's sort of an impasse that's arising where people are saying, enough is enough. We've had enough of this kind of politics in public life. We need to build different norms, different relationships, different leaders, and different citizens who can engage in a fundamentally different way.
Yeah. I'm wondering, Mike, is that defending of freedom of speech a part of what patriotism means to you?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think it's been under attack, and I think it's been under attack by the people that are saying it's unpatriotic to speak out against the government, that you have to be all rah-rah-rah or you're unpatriotic.
Right, which goes back to 9/11, right?
Right, and I've done my 3 years active duty, and I've been accused of being unpatriotic because I'm willing to speak up, and that scares the bejesus out of me.
Well, thank you very much, Mike, for the call. I'm glad you weren't afraid to call in and speak up here. Marcus in Madison is with us now. Hi, Marcus.
Good morning, Ms. Cardine and Mr. Harwood. Look, palaver over patriotism and heroism is simply a reflection of our completely issueless campaigns, our non-political system, and simply reflect the infantile ego concerns of a clueless population. Religion is a dog barking at the moon. Patriotism is a dog barking at strangers. I defy anyone to come up with a definition of patriotism that anyone can make a rational measure of.
Yeah.
WPR loves to drag out guests who talk about this wonderful public debate we're all going to have about somebody. But unless you're talking about the shopping mall, there is no such thing taking place. Where is the arena of this public debate?
Well, I hope
patriotism
some of it's here,
is simply an irrational attachment to real estate, and that's all. When are we going to discuss health care, the fact that we're destroying three countries? None of these things are permissible, so we talk about nonsense like patriotism.
Yeah, well, thanks for joining us, Marcus. We're trying to talk about all of these issues on this town hall meeting of the air. Richard Harwood.
I do believe that many of us have stepped away from public life. What I would say is that Americans aren't clueless. They're looking for ways back into public life to talk about the kinds of issues that Marcus is raising. But one other point that I think is important here about the definition of patriotism. What I would say to Marcus is that the things that we cherish the most are the things that don't have the clearest definitions many times. Integrity, compassion, honesty, love. These are all the things that actually make societies go, as he knows, that make cultures go. And it's not that I think we need to reach a clear definition of patriotism. It's that we need to reorient ourselves to something more affirmative so that we can actually get to the kinds of issues he's raising. And without affirming ourselves to something more positive, it's very hard to talk about these issues because we keep devolving into the kind of negative campaigning and negative discourse that we've seen in the last few years.
Well, you know, I would want to talk a little bit more with Marcus. Unfortunately, it's time for a weather break, and we'll move on to some other callers. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Yes, we are talking about patriotism. Our guest says that rather than fighting each other on patriotism, presidential candidates Barack Obama and John McCain should be setting an example on the essence of patriotism, and they should be engaging us, we the people, in a conversation on the meaning of patriotism and its place in our daily lives. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. Thanks for being with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 12 minutes before 8 o'clock on this Friday, July the 4th. I'm Joy Cardine, hoping you will stay tuned as we review the news of the week coming up in our 8 o'clock hour every Friday after 8. We welcome in two guests from different perspectives to talk about the political news of the week. And we have two firecrackers with us today. Peg Lautenschlager and Bill Cross will be with us after 8 for the Week in Review. Right now, we have another firecracker guest, Richard Harwood, founder and president of the Harwood Institute for Public Innovation. He is the author of a number of books, including Make Hope Real, How We Can Accelerate Change for the Public Good, and Hope Unraveled, The People's Retreat and Our Way Back. We're talking about patriotism this hour, the meaning of patriotism in our daily lives. We have an email from Carol in Milwaukee. I think it would clarify any conversation about patriotism to use the term nationalism. Our history equates nationalism with war. At our start, those who remained loyal to their homeland and were deeply committed to peace were labeled traitors, and this has stuck with us. She goes on, but I wonder if you have a reaction to that, Richard Harwood.
Well, I think nationalism can be seen as sort of a kind of, at the extreme, a kind of isolation, that you're only looking inward at your own country in relationship to other countries. I think patriotism is different. I think patriotism is a mode of sort of engaging. It's about not only just the love of country, but about, you know, Lincoln talked about patriotism in terms of doing the unfinished work that we have to do, which was, in a sense, what Marcus was getting at a few minutes ago. And so for me, patriotism should be, when engaged, a much more open stance. And nationalism, I think, can become a closed stance, sort of a way to circle the wagons around the country.
You know, one of the things Barack Obama said in his speech on patriotism earlier this week, I think this is where he was talking about that. He was calling on more people getting involved in national service and expanding national service, all of us, you know, sort of working for the common good and giving to our country.
Right. And I think, patriotism can't be simply an idea. It needs to be activated. You need to. It's an active idea, in a sense. And so I applaud the senator's efforts to expand AmeriCorps. He's talking about creating a new energy corps. I think Senator McCain has talked about similar kinds of things. And I think those things are all for the good.
Yeah. Tom in Shawano is with us next. Hi, Tom. You're on the air.
Thank you. My question, or actually sort of thought, is I believe patriotism can often override something that many of us religious people believe, and also I'm sure many non-religious, namely that all people are really equal, and that if we start using patriotism in the wrong way, then we're going to end up not having a view of other countries, you know, equal to us, and a view that we are absolutely superior to other countries.
Yeah. So, Tom, do you you don't want to call yourself patriotic, or you don't have any?
I'll just give you a very brief story. I was sitting next to a German high schooler who was an exchange student, and I asked her, do you consider yourself first a citizen of Germany or first a citizen of the world? And she looked at me like an American asking this, and she said, I believe myself to be first a citizen of the world and then a citizen of my country.
Yeah, and I probably shouldn't have asked the question in that way, but Richard Harwood, a reaction?
Well, I think because one sort of affirms their love of, for instance, the U.S., you know, for me, that doesn't mean that you don't see or hear other people. I think one of the big challenges we face both domestically and, as Tom is suggesting, internationally, is that we have used patriotism, or at least some of us have used patriotism, to close ourselves off, getting back to the notion of nationalism. But I actually think the notion of patriotism means that you have a love of country and you're engaging with others in debate and in discussion, which means, by definition, you're seeing and hearing what they're saying, which means that you're willing to go beyond just where you are. Mm-hmm. And this, again, is a sensibility, a stance, a position, orientation that I think we need to get back to, and it's one of the things I think that has gotten us in trouble overseas in the wars that we're in and other kinds of things that we're doing, which is we think we have this sort of go-it-alone attitude and believe that that's patriotic, when I'm not so sure that fits the definition of patriotism.
Yeah. What do you make of most of our callers not really defining patriotism to them, you know, how they would define it or how it fits into their daily lives, but mainly taking sort of policy stands on issues?
Right. I think it's a reflection of where we are as a country.
Mm-hmm.
I think where we are is to look at other people and make judgments about who they are, what they're doing, what they're saying. And I think one of the things, and this is why I believe the candidates need to have a conversation with us as opposed to just a conversation with one another, which is that we are now bystanders on the stage of politics. And we need to become much more active players in that realm. We need to see ourselves as part of something larger than just ourselves. We need to see ourselves as having the ability to affect change, to come together with other people and make change. And right now, many of us, and a couple of callers have implied this, we've been marginalized in a sense by politics. And I think what we need to do is reengage one another and step back into the arena and see ourselves as part of the action.
Yeah. Well, you do have an email from Bill in Madison who wonders how would the candidates conduct this dialogue with the public in such a way that would accomplish the goals you are talking about.
Well, I think both candidates have gotten close to this, but their conversations have been largely framed around their positions in terms of explaining them their own patriotism or speaking back to the other candidate. And so an easy step that they could do is to turn outward towards us and say, let's talk about the kind of patriotism we want. What does it mean to you as a citizen of this country to be patriotic? Let me give you some ideas of what I'm thinking about right now. Let me tell you about where my policies fit that relate to these things. Obama is trying to do that this week, but I don't think he's fully closed the circle. McCain has done it on occasion. But they would need to truly turn towards us and speak with us as opposed to just speaking to one another. It's a closed debate right now.
Yeah. Tom in Egg Harbor, hi, you're next.
Hi.
What do you think?
I think patriotism is usually the last refuge of the scoundrel, but what I haven't heard in this whole talk is the basis of this nation itself. It was the first nation in the history of the world founded not on the bullying of somebody who could lay a claim to a hunk of land with his thugs, who claimed some inherited right to rule, or anything else, or founded on some religion or anything else. It was the first nation in the history of the world founded on an idea. That idea was the idea that men are and by right ought to be free, and that those who govern, government being somewhat necessary, govern by consent of the governed. And anybody who doesn't understand that, the rest of the talk is just a bunch of trash talk.
Hmm. The refuge of scoundrels. I haven't heard that one in a while, Richard Harwood.
Well, first I thought Tom was going to call me a scoundrel, so that was number one, so I'm glad he didn't. I think Tom's point is actually very important because it sits almost as an assumption when we talk about these things, and it goes back to what Joy, you and I were just talking about, which is if you buy into or believe what Tom was just saying, it would mean that the candidates would be engaging us they're trying to do this, but they would keep going at this. They would be engaging us in terms of the consent of the governed as opposed to just trying to sell us messages. And I think they're both moving towards this. Mm-hmm. I think both these candidates have the potential, unlike candidates that I've seen in my lifetime, both of them, because of where they're from, because of who they are, because of their temperament and the way in which they see politics, I think they could engage us in the kind of discussion that Tom is talking about and some of the other callers have talked about, but they're really going to have to draw some lines with their handlers and with their campaigns about the nature of the campaign they're going to run, the ways in which they're going to talk to each other, and the ways in which they're going to talk to us. It's going to take an act of courage to do that on their part.
Jim in Oshkosh, hi. We are almost out of time, Jim, but please go ahead.
Yes, I would. If patriotism can be defined in terms of kindness, that is reducing harm and suffering in the world and increasing happiness, as opposed to blindly supporting your government's, in particular, military policies, whether they're right or wrong, then I'm for patriotism. Mm-hmm.
And Richard Harwood, you are too, I bet.
I would just say quickly that I would offer a third definition, which is that patriotism is neither simply about happiness. It's definitely not about simply endorsing the policies of your government. It's engaging in the discourse and the action around these ideas and policies to create a better country and better communities for all people.
Yeah, well, thank you for getting the conversation going here. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Richard Harwood, founder and president of the Harwood Institute for Public Innovation, a nonprofit organization in Maryland, author of a number of books, including Hope Unraveled, The People's Retreat, and Our Way Back. You can probably go to his website, theharwoodinstitute.org, if you would like to read his blog, which prompted this conversation, Yet Another Patriotism Hangover. Thanks to Carmen Jackson and to Cynthia Schuster and to Karen Prager for producing this hour. Thank you for listening and for calling in. Have a happy 4th of July if you're leaving us, but I hope you stay tuned. There's much more to come. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.